Okay. So we were up to Tan Rabbanan and Yud Bet Amanal. And the Gemara says Tan Rabbanan. Keitzad Moshchenin Hamelachim Kimin Nezer. So not surprisingly, the way you anoint kings is with the oil in the shape of a crown. Verok Oanim Kimin Ki. But the Kohanim, it's in the letter Ki. My Kimin Ki Amar Menashe Bergadah Kimin Kaf Yivani. It looks something like a chaf, though a key might look more like an X, and this is a machlokes, right? Because obviously a key in Greek actually looks like an X, but okay. Tani chada betchilo motzkin shemen al rosho, v'achakach notin lo shemen ben risein. Avatani acharite betchilo notin lo shemen ben risein. Avachakach motzkin lo shemen al rosho. In one brisa, it says they first put the oil on the Kohen's head, and then on between his eyelashes, and the another brisa says the opposite, and the Gemara says, no problem, it's a machlokes. Yes, you have two different brisas. Igad Amri Meshicha Adifa, Igad Amri Mitzika Adifa. Some say that the anointing, which is between the eyes, is preferable. The others say the pouring on the head is the takes precedence. So my time at the Mandamar Yitzika Adifa. Why would you say that the pouring on the head is the primary? Dechiv Vayitzoka Mishemen HaMishcha Al Rosh Aaron. This week's parsha, Vayimshach Otel Likadosho, because it says Vayitzok. First, Uman Mashiach Adifa, Maita Mikasavar, Shekena Tamotze to Kli Sharei, because by the Kli Sharei, first you have Mashiach. That's also this week's parsha. Both of these are this week's parsha. Very good. Another, we got our parsha board in. Vayitzok Vasov Vayimshach. So the Gemara says, No, Achkamar Maita Vayitzok Mishum to Vayimshach. So he said, maybe what it'll mean by the Kohanim, therefore, is that you poured because you had already anointed. Right? That's how you're going to have to solve the issue if you want to assume that what's true in one is true in the other. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Kishemen hatov. The gomer yoreid al-zakein. Zakein aro. The gomer. So what does it mean? How did it drop down? What does it mean? Like the oil dripping down on Aaron's beard? It means that forever, Aaron basically had two glistening drops of oil at the bottom of his beard, and that is what it means. Okay, I don't know why you would do that, but unless you know, this is like a symbolic way of saying Mashiach is a eternal status or something like that, so it stays there. I don't know. Amra Papa. Tanak Shumisap Bear Olod Vyosho Lobi Ikar Sekano. Val Davarze Moshe Doe Gamashem Chazasham Alti Beshemana Mishcha. So as he was talking, they would go and they would settle at the root of the beard so they wouldn't fall off. And Moshe said, maybe I've misused the Shemen HaMishcha, and that's why there are these extra drops sticking around, because I didn't really need them. Yatza Bat Kol Bamra Kishemen HaTov V'Gomer. So a Bat Kol came out and says, no, it's like good oil. Ketal Chermon, like the dew of the Chermon, Matel Chermon, Ein Bo Mi'ila, Av Shemen HaMishcha, Shebezokein Aharon, Ein Bo Mi'ila. Just like the dew on the chermon, you can't violate an ilah, so too the oil on Aaron's face. Great. V'adayin haya Aaron doing. No, Aaron was worried. Am Hashem Moshe lo mo'alav anima alti. Said, maybe Moshe didn't, but I do. I'm still using it, etc. Yatza batkal v'amra lo. Hinei matobu manayim shevet achim gam yachad. It's so great when brothers dwell together. And therefore, ma Moshe lo mo'al afata lo ma'alta. This is slightly less inspiring than probably the way people use this song, you know. But okay. Ah, yes, the two brothers who weren't Moel in the Shemna Mishka. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Ein Moshchen et HaMelachim Ela Al HaMa'ayan Kidei Shetimashech Malchutam Shne'amar V'yomer HaMelach Lehem Tchui Mochem Et Avdei Adonaychem Oratem Oto El Gachom. When you anoint a king, you anoint them by a spring of water, symbolically, Just like when David told his servants to anoint Shlomo, he told them to go down to the Gichon. So Amar Rabbi Ami Haiman Deboy Leda Imasik Shatya Ilo Nitli Shraga Basara Yome Divine Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Beveita Delo Neshiv Zika Imashik Nehore Neda Demasik Shatya. So once the Gemara is talking about good omens, it says that if you want to know during Aseret Yemei Teshuva whether you're going to live through the year, so light a lamp during Aseret Yemei Teshuva in a house in which wind does not blow, and if it continues to burn, you know that you will complete the year. I mean, in general, in the Paralsug in Krita, you have, maybe here also, maybe later on, I'm not sure, I don't remember, you have this discussion of omens in general and symbolism. And we know that in Rosh Hashanah we do Simanim. I think it's here also. But the main sugya, the Rishonim also talking about creases, I think. Right, the Simanim that we do. The question is that actually some sort of mystical thing, right, like metaphysical power? Or is it just that symbolism is important because it helps you focus, it helps you focus on davening, or it helps you focus on symbolism, you know, for political purposes here? And that's a machlokes in general in the Mefarshim. If you want to be involved in a business venture and you want to know whether you succeed or not, so larbe tarnagula isham in veshapir maslach. Raise a rooster, and if the rooster grows fat and healthy, you will succeed. Don't ask me why. If you want to go on a journey, and you want to know if you'll return home, ilo nekum beveta de chavra. So go to a dark place, and if you see the shadow of a shadow, you will know that you will come home. Right? The shadow of a shadow. You know what the shadow of a shadow is? You know, like when you have a shadow, there's the part that's dark, and then there's the part that's light.
That's when you have like two light sources.
Right. So Bivoa de Bivoa is the second shadow, I believe. Right? That's what they're talking about, like the secondary, less strong shadow. Vilav Milti, the Gemara said, no, this omen is insignificant. Dilma Chol Shadaite, because maybe you'll be disheartened if it fails to appear, and then the psychologically that will lead to bad luck. Omitra Masle. Amar by Hashda Amar Simanim Milti. Yeah, it wasn't this Gemara too. Right, the value of Simanim, and as I said, basically there are three deos in Simanim. Let's just read the line. La'olam yehi ragil mechsev reish shata kara v'kruvya karte v'silke v'damre. Once you think that Simanim are important, so then you should try to have squash and fenugreek and leeks and chard and dates as good omens. And I said, there are basically three shita in this, right? One is that like there is like some deep metaphysical power in general. One is that this is just to focus your tefillah, and the other is that maybe at the beginning of the year, there's some sort of power that like sets things in motion. It sort of right creates a spiritual propensity or something like that. Okay. Amr the Meiri, not surprisingly, being you know more rationalist, thinks that it's just a way of focusing you on tefillah. Amr Lurim Misharshia Libre. Sharsha once told his son, Kiva Itu, when you Kibitu Meo, Migmare Kame Rabaihu, Garza Masinsa Allah Kamai Rabaihu, before you go in to learn, study first, and then go in. Vihyasu Kame Chazu Lufume, and when you're sitting before him, look at his mouth, Jihtiva Hayu Ainecha Road it Marecha. Your eyes shall see your teacher. I once saw there's a chupa by the Mishnah Halachot where he argues that that it is usher to listen to recorded shiurim because it is a bittel of hayu einecha root et marecha. He didn't know about Zoom, okay, a video shiurim. And then someone, you know, and then he said, oh, and maybe you'll tell me it can't be because you're allowed to read books. Ah, and books, you don't see the person teaching you Torah. No, books, you imbue the spirit of the person into the book. I didn't understand the tshuva from beginning to end.
Thing is the same thing, even be used it with the spirit.
Bidyuk. I don't know what to tell you. And then he says, V'chigartu girsal nahara demaya Hecha de Mashkan Maya, Mishkan Shmaitu, Vitevu Al Kliku, de Mata Machatu, Vitevu Padi de Pumpadita, Tavgalden Asarja, de Mata Machasil, Mechal Mikutcha de Rame Kipe. And he says, when you learn, you should go by the river, because just as the river flows, so your studies will flow, and it's better for you to sit on the garbage dump of Mata Machatya rather than the palaces of Pumpadita. Because Mata Mechatya was that better, and better to eat the rotten fish of Mata Mechatya than the kutcha, which displaces rocks. That's how strong it is. Okay, wonderful. Now Rashi says the reason Mata Mechatya was preferable was because there were a lot of Talmidim who knew how to paskin. And therefore, it was just a good atmosphere for Talmidei Chachamim. Pumpadita was less so. Okay. I remember, I haven't looked at this in years, but let me see if my memory serves me right here. If I remember, the Meiri has a explanation that I liked of the why you should sit by the water. So he seems to have not just that it's symbolic, right? But he seems to say that Yumba Makam Shefter Lama be Yichud Mkoma Hazachim Vashaviram Zach. Right? It's telling you that basically you should learn in a place which is calm and serene and beautiful, right? That's, it's not that it's magic, right? It's not symbolic. It's that when you're calm and serene, it'll focus your learning. And therefore, he explains this phrase and he says, you should learn in a nice place. Right? The way he understands the phrase is as follows. You should try to learn in a beautiful place because, the serenity will help you learn. But more important than, a nice place is a place with Talmidei Chachamim, which has a good atmosphere in terms of people. So if I have to weigh them out, ideally it'd be a nice, serene place with good neighbors. But if I have to choose, so then take the good neighbors. And that's what this statement means, which is go near a river because it's beautiful, it'll help you learn. But if you're choosing between cities, one of which is better in terms of the quality of people, that takes precedence. And that's how he understands this phrase. Rama Karni Belo Hai, Rama Karni Velo Rama Pachi. So Chana in her tefillah said, my horn is exalted to God. So why does it say horn and not my jug, which is a more normal expression? So he says, David Ushlomosh, Nimshkal Bikaran, Nimshkal Machutan, Shovir, Nimshkal Bach, Nimshkal Machutan. Because those who were anointed with a horn, like David and Shlomo, their malchut lasted, and Shaul and Yehu had it from a pach, and they were not. And remember, David and Shaul were both anointed by Shmuel, the son of Chana, which is the connection to her tefillah, presumably. Okay, Amashuach B'Shem and Amishcha, V'chulei. So, Tan Rabbanan, Mashiach, Yachol Melech, you might have thought that when we talk about the Mashiach, we mean the king, Talmud Lomar Kohen. E Kohen, Yachol Merubah Bagadim. If you say Kohen, you might have thought even one who became Kohen Gadol just by wearing the clothes, Talmud Lomar Mashiach. E Mashiach, Yachol Mashuach Molchama. Once you say anointed, maybe even the person who's anointed to announce to people you're allowed to go home from war if you're afraid, or if you just got married, and all that stuff. The Mashiach, not a Mashiach, the one who's the highest. My Mashma, Kudamarava, Hayerech, Hayimenech, Biyarech. When you say Hayerech, it means that which is the most right, or the stronger of the thighs. Hachanami, Hamashiach, Hamimanchim, Mishachim, the most distinguished, the most rightmost. Amarmar, Mashiach, Yachal Melech, Melech Par, who the mighty Sa'ir. Paru the mighty, so the mighty. The king doesn't bring a cow, he brings a sair. So itre, sachlam, megamina, al shigad masa, yavi sair, al helam davar, yavi par. Because you might have thought that the king has two different karbanot. If he makes a mistake in psak, so he brings a goat. If he brings a if he doesn't make a mistake in psak, he just makes a mistake, he brings a cow. Kamash Malon, the paragraph of the Mashiach is talking about the Kohen Gadol, not the king. Ein vein Mashiach b'shem en Mishcha v'chulei matnitzin d'lo k'rbi meir. This is not like Rameir. Do you remember Rameir ha'tanya merubi b'gadol maybe parabol al kol ha'mitzvot? Divri Rabbi Meir v'lohod d'lo chachomim. Rabbi Meir disagrees because he thinks any Kohen Gadol, even one who only became a Kohen Gadol, by wearing the begadim, will also bring the power of the Kohen Mashiach. My time at the Rabbi Meir, why does he think that? The Tanya Mashiach in Leila Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha Merubah Begadim Minayin Tamalomar HaKohen HaMashiach. Right, and they seem to be arguing, right, whether Mashiach means Dafka, anointed, or like the appointed one, or the one to the post that normally has Mashicha, or something like that. So B'mayu Kimta Kirabanan. So how did we pop? So how did you explain the Mishnah like the Rabbanan? But Ema Seifa, Ein Ben Kohen Mashiach L'Kohen Shaber El Par Yom Kippur Masir Da Eifa. Atan Lira Meir. That is Rav Meir. Titania Irubu Psu B'Kohen Gadol V'Avar Aminu Kohen Achar Tachto V'Rishit Chozer L'Avoto V'Asheni Kol Mitzvah Kuno Alav Divrei Rabbi Meir. This halacha that the fired or retired Kohen has all halacha of the Kuno Gadol. It's only Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi Omer Rishit Chozer L'Avoto V'Shuv V'Sheni In A Roy Lola Kohen Gadol V'Kohen Kohen Hedyo. Rabbi Yossi said that the fired, retired Kohen Gadol can't be a normal Kohen or the Kohen Gadol. And Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa Yosef ben Ilam Mitzipori, Shira Bo Psul B'Kohen Gadol, once happened with Yosef ben Ilam Mitzipori, V'av Aminu Achat, Tachat L'Nichol Achav HaKonim, Liat Lo Kohen Gadol, Lo Kohen Hedya, Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva, Kohen Hedyo, Mishum Malam B'Kodesh, V'Ein Maridin. They didn't let him be a Kohen Gadol because it would create animosity if you have two Kohanim Gadolim, and he can't be a regular Kohen anymore because Malam B'Kodesh, V'Ein Maridin. We always go up and not down in status. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanan V'Sefer Rabbi Meir. Can you really tell me the beginning is the Rabbanan and the end is Rabbi Meir? So Amar Rav Tizda in Reisha Rabbanan V'Sefer Rabbi Meir. Yep, that's right. Rav Yosef Amar Rabbi V'Nasav Lali B'Tanoi. And Rabbi said no. The author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and he half holds like Rabbi Meir, and he half holds like the Rabbanan. Don't worry about it. Rava Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rava Amar Rabbi Shimon, he v'savar like Rabbi Meir, v'chada v'palaglai v'chada. Alternatively, it's Rabbi Shimon, and he half holds like Rabbi Meir, and half doesn't. Titania, as we see in the Braita, the Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot Eluheim. What's the difference between Kohen Gadol and a regular Kohen? Parabal Kol Mitzvah Upar Yom Kippurim Vasir Ha'efa Lo Foreya V'Lo Foreim. Avaluparim Milamata, right, he brings the special karban and the Uparim Yom Kippur and his daily Eifa, and he can't tear his clothes for a morning except at the very, very bottom of the hem, where it isn't really noticeable. By a Hedyot Milamala, the Hedyot can even tear above, Ein Matame Lekrovim, and the Kohen Gadol can't become Tame to his relatives, or Muzar al Betula, and he has to marry a virgin, Va'asr Balmana, and he can't even marry a widow. And he causes the murderer the accidental murderer to go back from the Yermiklot. The Kohen Gadol can bring his carbon even in the period of Aninut, meaning after his relative died before burial. He can bring it, but he doesn't actually eat from those. He always has the right to bring the carbon whenever he wants first. And take the first portion. And on Yom Kippur, he uses the eight begadim. V'chol avodot Yom HaKippur min ekshir el abo. And all the avodot in Yom Kippur are only kasher on him. Upater al tumat mikdash ukadashav. Tomorrow, maybe I'll quickly go through some of the lumdos of the Yom Kippur, but let me just finish this statement. V'kula noagim b'merubah begadim. All these halachot apply to a Kohen Gadol, who is only a Kohen Gadol by virtue of the fact that he put on the big day kuna. Chutz mi parabei, maybe I'll call a mitzvot. V'kula noagim mashiach sha'avar, and all of them apply to a retired kohen. Chutz mi parayim kippurim vasir da'ifa. V'kula ein noagim mashiach melchama. None of these apply to the mashiach melchama. Chutz mi chamisha dvarim ha'amurim b'parsha, except for the five things specified. Lo perev, v'lo foreim, that he can't tear his clothes. Vein metame lekrovim, or become tame to his relatives. Umuzar al abdullah, he has to marry a virgin. V'asur balmona, he can't marry a widow, umachzer, rotzeach, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the chamom remain umachzer. The chamom say he doesn't even bring the rotzeach back. The high mimaider of Shimon he. This is why we had to at least get to the end of the statement. How do you know that all this is Reb Shimon? Amar Papa, man shmat like Amar Pater. Al Tumat Mikdash Kodesha, because in this, one of the statements was that he's pater from the Tumat Mikdash Kodeshav, and that was Rabbi Shimon, who, as we saw earlier. Okay, what I'll try to do tomorrow is just discuss quickly the lumdus of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and then continue the Gemara. Oh, look, that was exactly 20 minutes. Look at that. Okay. Shkayach.